junction that was redesigned in the last couple of years as you go out at the Cartran and Hale Junction. Unfortunately, where the two lanes come into one, there's been a number of accidents. I've witnessed the guards being there attending accidents. I've been caught behind some of them myself where traffic could be backed up. But the signs are there to say that the people in the outside lane should give way to the people on the inside. You are changing lanes. You are moving into the inside lane. And that has been clarified in the reply that I got today. But I've asked for additional signage because people just don't seem to be accepting of that, or maybe people who don't know the area too well. And I think it's a case that people are taking off very fast from the lights and they're coming down, they're squeezed into this. And it has always been a dangerous point. And as was pointed out at the meeting, Aileen Henry has often been on your station, Lord have mercy on her, for many years she was on the station complaining about it. And it just was never right, and it still isn't right, and there's been too many. Now, unfortunately, I couldn't get the statistics today on how many accidents have happened there since the roadworks were completed, but I'm going to bring it to the Joint Policing Committee and hope to get the answers there, because the signs are all done in accordance with the rule book, but something additional is needed there to say give way from the people in the outside lane because they're merging with the inner lane. And I have no doubt before this week is out, someone will have a rear end as well there again.
And is additional signage the ultimate and long-term solution, or maybe you'd like to see something a bit more drastic done there?
I think really, well, there is a long-term plan to extend those two lanes out to meet the two lanes that start outside, out past the top oil petrol station there where Henderson's used to be. So it would be good if it could go out there, because I think the traffic would have eased off a little bit then by the time they come to Lisna Lurg, where the traffic joins again. But it would be great if it could be. There's limitations on space there, but I'm sure a bit of engineering and that could be designed into it. I think it just needs to be brought further out from the traffic lights. There's a lot of sets of lights, there's pedestrian lights. I was run off the road there myself by a van that came up on my outside, and suddenly there was a traffic island in front of him. Instead of stopping, he ran me off the road up onto the footpath, and I cleaned the bollards out of it. If a pedestrian had been standing where the pedestrian lights are now, I would have killed them that day. So it is serious, and I'd like to see it dealt with before a serious accident happens.